Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with two members of City Councilor. They just got done, if you were listening, performing an in-studio session right here at Radio K live for us. First of all, thank you guys both for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, definitely. So I'd love to know, where are each of you from and what is it known for?
I am from a town in central North Dakota called Mandan, North Dakota, and its motto is Where the West Begins. If you travel on I-94, it's right after Bismarck, and that apparently is where North Dakotans have decided the West.
That's
begins.
A strong statement.
Yeah, when right. you think about I don't it. Know if I believe in that, but it's what they claim.
We'll give it to them. All right. Yeah.
I'm from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, which is a town primarily known for its lakes and its racism.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Those are two very contrasting things.
Yeah, they go hand in hand up north.
So where is this?
It's like 2.5 hours north of here, Brainerd area.
Interesting. Where the North Begins.
Yeah, right? Where the North begins. Yeah.
Yeah, any Game of Thrones fans out there. Anyway, what was the first show that either of you saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Like, first show ever?
Ever, that you can remember. Your mom could have brought you to it. It could have been on your own or whatever.
The first big concert I saw was at the big arena in Fargo, North Dakota, and it was the Billy Joel and Elton John dueling pianos thing.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
Wow. And now here you are today with two pianos or two keyboards, right?
Well, we don't duel. We constructively play together.
I like that. Yeah, you cooperate. That's still an amazing first concert, though.
My first show was Green Day on their American Idiot tour in 2005. Yeah, I mean,
man,
try not to be jealous.
Honestly, my inner...
I was 11 years old. It was perfect at the XL Energy Center. I feel like there are probably people listening who saw that show. I feel like there are multiple people in this room even who saw that show.
I wish I would have seen that show.
It was wild.
I was just underneath that age bracket, yeah.
They brought a guy on, they like always bring members on stage, and the guy they brought on stage to play bass smashed Mike Dirnt's bass.
Oh.
Like just a random audience member smashed his bass. And then he got just demolished on both sides of him by security guards like immediately. It was pretty amazing.
Was he let up like voluntarily?
Yeah, it was like a thing where like they brought like members of the audience on to play each of their instruments, and like the kid who they brought on to play guitar, like Billy Joe, was like, "You swear you can play?" And he was like, "Yeah," and then he couldn't play.
Oh man.
It was a disaster.
I really like it when bands do that, but yeah, I think there are, you know, especially recently there was a couple incidents where it's like hasn't turned out for the best. Like that. It's kind of a toss up.
Yeah. To some degree, especially at that level, there should be a separation of performer and audience.
Yeah.
I don't know. One time, you know, that the Johnny Lang band, they play
Johnny Lang
on farmsteads all over the Dakotas and Minnesota. When I must have been like 12 years old or something like that. They asked for somebody who could play an instrument, and so I went up and played bass for Blitzkrieg Bop.
No way.
I was like an eighth grader. It was sweet.
That would have
like
been
a
awesome.
Rock moment.
It was pretty sweet.
Totally. Do you guys think, as city councilor, you would ever consider letting anybody come up and play a solo or whatever if you ever had it?
Honestly, I feel like me being in city councilor is like an extended version of that. Because the project was solo for such a long time, and I was just a huge fan of Nikki's for years, even before city councilor in their previous bands. So to get to play with Nikki now after like years of just being a super fan is... dream come true.
That's awesome. So yeah, I was gonna ask about that. Maybe we can kind of use this as a transition. You know, when did this band start playing together?
Our first show was in April. Yeah, end of
as
April.
A four piece.
As a four piece.
As a four piece, though. Yeah. So can you talk about that transition a little bit from going from like a four piece to a solo, and how long were you doing it on your own, Nikki?
Sure. So I was performing solo for about a year. And I would just have a loop pedal and two synthesizers, and then I'd sing. And then I got a pretty awesome commission from the Cedar Cultural Center last year. And for that project, I created a whole new body of work, Questions and Lies, for an eight-piece orchestra and a small choir. And after debuting that at the Cedar Cultural Center in February, I was like, well, I love these songs, but I can't really do them all by myself anymore. And I was trying to figure out the best way to move forward with it. And I was like, I think I want to keep doing electronic stuff because it's literally the only instrument I can play aside from like some woodwinds, which is not very useful in a small band. And my three bandmates in the four piece, Amy, who plays keys, Antoine, who plays bass, and Jared, who's with me right now, who plays drums.
Hello.
They're all part of the big full band. And so once I was like kind of set on moving forward to the four piece, I was just like, do it with me. And they already knew all the songs already. So everyone's like, okay.
That's wonderful. It's kind of insane. When you, I mean, it sounds like you kind of went from a one piece to like, and then you get this next project where it's, I mean, eight. And then, so there's eight piece orchestra plus the five choir plus the four in the band, right? So you go from solo to a year and a half later, a ton of people backing you up on stage. How awesome is that, right?
It was beyond my wildest dreams. And everybody who plays in the orchestra is so talented. And I love each of the instruments individually, and I love all the people individually. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like, I think I was just like all squeals like last week before we debuted it at the Cedar.
That's wonderful. And we talked a little bit about this before we went on air, but so that's what you're going to be able to see tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is the reprise, correct? Yep. Right? Of this project, of this body of work, right? Yep. So could you talk a little bit about what we're going to see tomorrow? Like, if I show up, what am I going to be able to see?
Yeah, so starts at 10:30 at Ice House. At 11 o'clock, Fourth Curtis, which is a really awesome kind of like pop rock band.
Diary rock.
Totally. Yeah. We've had them in here at Radio K before.
Well, they're so great. Dolls. Yep. Yeah. I'm obsessed with them. They're going to go on at 11. And at midnight, we're going to go on. The City Council Orchestra goes on. The instrumentation is harp, cello, bassoon, alto sax, tenor sax, trumpet, bass guitar, drums, and a few singers. And dang. So we'll do two little 25-minute sets of our songs. That's all based on the last year of political life in America.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I think it's the only, you know, short of the drug budget, the only like DIY orchestra in the Twin Cities. Like, to just put that out there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's kind of, music aside, it would just be a spectacle to see that many people up on the stage
especially
at Ice House.
The harp is just everything I could ever wish for.
How did you find a harpist? Did you put an ad in the paper as if people read papers anymore?
I met Kat at the city's first annual Trans Equity Summit 4 years ago.
Okay.
When I was pretty new to the cities, and we just became pretty fast friends, and we lived close to each other, and then found out that they play harp, and I would like one of my most my most favorite musicians ever is Joanna Newsom, who like screeches high vocals, which is how I like learned to sing, and then plays harp. And so I've been obsessed with that for a while. So Kat and I bonded about the harp, and then they were just like, oh yeah, I mean, I love Joanna Newsom because I play the harp. And I was like, what? And so then since then, I'm just like, I want to make music with Kat so bad. And I've just been like searching for the right venue, and turns out that the Cedar Commission was the right one for it.
So. Wonderful, wonderful. Moving on, I'd love to ask you guys, if you had to pick either Bob Dylan or Prince to cover one of City Councilor's songs, who would you pick to cover it, and which song would you want them to cover?
Does anybody ever
Hard
say?
Prince. Yeah, yeah, does anybody ever say Bob Dylan?
We've had a couple people say Bob Dylan.
Those people are lame.
Well, here's the thing, I guess. So here's why I always kind of try to press people, you know, what would they bring to the table, right? And also, it was Prince's, would have been 60th birthday.
Today, right?
I don't know if it was today. It was just like yesterday or something. Like,
yeah.
Right around whatever.
This week, yeah.
But it's always Prince's birthday in Minnesota.
In my heart, all right, at least.
Yeah. But with Bob Dylan, it would be very, very stripped down and basic. So maybe that would be a total contrast to what the City Councilor Orchestra is doing. It would just take the 20-piece band and put one guy with a guitar in front of it. But not just one guy.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'd like to think that my vocal parts are too important to let Bob Dylan sing them.
Ooh! I love
Dude
it.
Dude can't sing, all right?
I love it.
Hello,
Dylan-esque.
Man, I'm going to get...
Sorry, that's... Bob's glad we're on the same page, Jared.
Bob's going to call in now. I hope you guys realize
Hey, much love to Bob Dylan. No disrespect. Yeah. Just, I mean, Prince is the guy, though.
I feel that. And I would agree with you that I would love to see a Prince cover one of your guys' songs. Yeah.
Honestly, we should cut. What Prince song would we cover if we ever covered one, do you think?
Ooh.
That's
I mean,
a tough one.
I just love Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would just dedicate it to President Obama.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the one thing that you guys are looking forward to most in the band's future?
Wow, we've got so many exciting things coming up on the calendar. It's like kind of shocking because I feel like this band has been a four piece for a really short amount of time. But Well, first of all, at the end of this month, we're hitting up the Walker Arts Center, which is really exciting. Get to play a part of their Free Thursday events they have. So on June 28th, we'll be there. And there will be really cool projections by a visual artist. And we're also hitting up Minnehaha Recording Company in a couple weeks to be...
Next week.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, okay. I should probably confirm that in my GCal. but yeah, that's a part of the Back to the City podcast, hosted by the University of Minnesota's very own Simon Calder.
Whoop, whoop.
Wait, no, Calder. No, that's not his
Simon Calder.
Yep. Is it? Okay. Yep. I thought I was confusing his name for a second, but shout out Simon.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff. I mean, personally, what I am most excited about is to work on making music collaboratively with this group. So far, everything that we're playing is stuff that I've written and arranged for the most part myself. Jared and Antoine, bass and drums, have done a lot of their own parts, but a lot of the keys stuff is stuff that I wrote. And so we've been starting to do a more collaborative songwriting and arranging process, and it's so exciting because all three people that I play with are so much more musically talented than I am, and it's really incredible to
hear
them
accurate.
Come up with stuff that I would never do myself because I just don't have the same chops that they do, especially in their respective instruments.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it really sounds like this band is just continuously changing at a rapid pace, going from solo to then four piece to then 20 piece to then now back to collaborative four piece. That's awesome.
Yeah, just like
life
the real city council, right?
Yeah. There's so many staff changes at City Hall.
All right. Well, you just heard from City Councilor live in our studio right here at Radio K. You can check them out online or at real life tomorrow, that would be the 9th, at Ice House, and that'll be at 10:30. They'll be playing with Fourth Curtis, who are also a wonderful band. Check them out. But for right now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.
Woohoo!
Thanks.
Wonderful.